Hey guys, this is Pastor Sam and welcome to our channel. We're so glad that you're here. You know, our mission at Faith Church is to lead people to Jesus and elevate their faith. I hope that today's sermon will inspire you and encourage you to walk close with the Lord and that you would leave refreshed and renewed by the Word of God. God bless you. Let's get into today's Word.
Let the destroyers arise. For this reason was the Son of God manifested. Not to say, oh devil, behave yourself. Oh devil, lose this one. Oh devil, just let them go. Oh, take your hand. He said, no. For this reason was the Son of God manifested. That he might what? Destroy. Put up 1 John 3. I think it's 8. For this reason was the Son of God manifested, and the Bible says, like he was, so are we in this life. So if Jesus is a destroyer, that means I'm a destroyer. If Jesus is a destroyer, call me destroyer. If Jesus is destroyer, call me the destroyer.
This is just a pre-message. Are you ready? Are you ready? I say, you ready? Oh, look at it there. He who sin is what? Stay standing, of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. You see that? So anything that looks like sin, where it comes from? Where it comes from? I said, where it comes from? Where it comes from? He's the father of sin, the father of lies. Amen? But there's a next part. It says what? Read aloud. For this purpose. Somebody say purpose. Say purpose. You know, purpose is your speciality. Purpose speaks of your speciality. What you are created to do. Each and every one of us has a purpose. And I want to tell the devil, you're not going to touch these people's purpose today. You're not touching their purpose. No, 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 no. You're not touching them. Anyone under the sound of my voice online, the devil can't touch your purpose. Because you're secured. You are sealed. You are covered. Your shield of God is around you. The shield of faith is all around you. In the name of Jesus. For this purpose, say purpose. The Son of God. The who?
The Son of God.
What's his name? Jesus. What's his name?
Jesus.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested or made real in the natural realm. He already existed in the spirit realm. But for this purpose, God draw him out of the spirit. He said, put on body, go down to earth and become flesh. Walk among them, live among them, work the works of my father among them. And he said, for this purpose, was he made real, was he manifested, that he might destroy. What did he come to do?
Destroy.
Remember on Thursday night, I told you guys, Jesus flips over tables. When things ain't going right, he walked into the temple and he flipped over some tables. And he said, my house is a house of prayer. You know why? My people need breakthrough. My people need a turnaround. My people need intervention. But you made it a den of thieves. And I'm here to flip some tables over. And I'm about to put some whooping on you that you're going to get it straight. And he said, right after that, right after he flipped the tables, right after he flipped the tables, the Bible says, then the blind came. Those who are sick came. Hello? Sometimes you gotta get a little ratchet. You gotta get a little gangster. Because let me tell you, the devil don't play fear. I said the devil don't play fear. He comes to steal. He comes to kill, and his main agenda is to destroy you. But I want to tell you that the destroyer's anointing is alive today. Rabakosara, the destroyer's anointing is alive today. Destroy! Destroy!
Every day you wake up saying, devil, I put my foot on your neck. You're not going to touch my family. You're not going to touch my life. Start with yourself. Say, I'm a child of God. I belong to Jesus. I'm going to be set apart. I'm not poor. I'm not broke. I'm not busted. I'm not confused. I'm not a loser. No, no, no. Take your brands and go. Take your labels and go. I am redeemed. I am washed. I am sanctified. I am liberated because that Jesus destroyed the works of the devil. Yes. What did he do? What did he do? Did he put a band-aid on it?
No.
I said, did he put a band-aid?
No.
Did he patch it up?
No.
Did he compound it?
No.
No, he destroyed it. That means it does not exist in the realm of the spirit. I said it does not exist in the realm of the spirit. And last week we spoke about in Ephesians 2:6, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We got to walk in the realms of the Spirit. We got to walk by the power of the Holy Ghost. We got to walk by the leading of God that we might draw from the Spirit. Are you with me this morning? So, everything that's going on in your life that looks like hell, say, look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Oh, Jesus. Some of you think you have hell, but your life is so good. Some of you got fake hells. Because you just want to say, oh, you got trouble too. I don't got no trouble. I don't got no trouble. I don't got no trouble. Jesus has worked it out. I don't got no trouble. I don't got no trouble. I don't got no trouble. Jesus has worked it out. I don't got no trouble. I don't got no trouble. I don't got no trouble. Jesus has worked it out. I don't got no trouble. I don't got no trouble. I don't got no trouble. Jesus has worked it out. I don't got no trouble. I don't got no trouble. I don't got no trouble. Jesus has worked it out. I don't got no trouble. I don't got no trouble. I don't got no trouble. Jesus has worked it out. You don't believe that. Because you say you got trouble. But do you, hello? The Bible says with man things are impossible. With man things are, find me them scriptures. Come, we're flowing today. I said with man things are impossible. But the Bible says with God, how much things? All things are possible. How many things? You know God don't give you more than you can bear? I said God doesn't give you more than you can bear. Every trial that comes your way, God knows you're capable of handling. You think God give you strength to sit down and powder your face? What's the purpose of strength? To do something. I said the purpose of strength is to do something. You know, you get some big, strong, strapping, lazy people. They got biggest muscles, strong fit, but they don't do a thing. That's not you. Say, tell your neighbor, that's not you. Tell your neighbor, that's not you. Tell them, I'm going to work the works of God. I'm going to work the works of God. I'm going to be a liberator. I'm going to be a joy giver. I'm going to be a peacemaker. I'm gonna be a lover. I'm gonna be a lover. I'm gonna show somebody the way, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whose strength do you have? Do you have the strength of man? Do you have the strength of the world? No, you got the strength of Jesus. All things have been given to him. All things have been subjected to him. All authority is in his hand.
Good. You ready? How much is in his hands? I said, how many? How many? How much? Hallelujah. Oh yes, everything. Turn your Bibles over to Mark chapter 5, verse 36. Mark 5, 36. Stand, we're going to read together. We're going to honor the word. Hallelujah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, look what it says here. Oh Jesus. Oh, let's go to 35. Let's go to 35. 35. Hallelujah. One back. Good. And while he was still speaking, while he was doing what? While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house. Where they came from?
From the ruler of the synagogue.
Okay. And what did they say? Your daughter is dead. Your daughter is what?
Dead.
Your daughter is what?
Dead.
Your daughter is what?
Dead.
Who got some things in your life that look like you won't turn around? Who got some things you're wondering about if it will ever change? I want to tell you today, it's about to change. I said it's about to change. I'm telling you, it's gonna change. The God, the destroyer's anointing is in the house to destroy the yokes of the devil. Everything that has yoked itself to your life or to your family's life, it is gonna shift today. It is gonna break today. It is gonna break loose today. Liberation is here today. It says, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? Why trouble the teacher any further? Next. You know, some people tell you, you can stop praying about that now. Stop praying. You already pray about it. Don't pray about it again. I want to tell you, keep praying. Because the Bible instructs us. Pray without ceasing. Men ought always to pray. We got to come to a place that we're going to pray. Even if you don't get no answer, you keep praying. I say you keep praying. You keep trusting God. Because you know in whom you have believed in. And you are persuaded that he is what? He is able to keep what he has committed to you. He who has begun the good work in you is what? Faithful. He's what?
Faithful.
He is what?
Faithful.
He is not like man. Man might be unfaithful, but God is faithful. So what we're going to do? Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep trusting. So they tell him, leave the good teacher alone, because your daughter is what?
Dead.
As soon as who heard it?
Jesus.
As soon as who heard it? You know Jesus is listening, right?
Yes.
I said Jesus is listening.
Yes.
Man thinks God is not paying attention, but Jesus is paying attention.
Yes.
Right now the Bible says the eyes of the Lord goes to and fro, looking upon the children of men. God sees everything. God knows everything. God knows all the wicked plan schemes that the wicked man is planning. But the Bible said the wicked will dig a ditch and they're going to fall right in it first. I want to tell you, your enemies that wouldn't change, watch out, they're going to drop. I said, watch out, they're going to drop. I said, hey, watch out, they're, because the Bible said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. I said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Listen, some people, when you see them drop, you don't have to wonder why. It's their wicked deeds that cause them to drop. The wickedness that they put. The Bible said, whatever man sow, that shall he also what? Reap. That shall he also what? That shall he also what? See, sometimes we spend so much time sorrying for the wicked. Oh, Jesus, walk with me here. Walk with me. We spend so much time sorrying for the wicked, but it is their deeds that catch up to them. You play with wickedness and see what's going to happen to you. You play with wickedness and see what's going to happen. Go read Psalms. Go read Proverbs and you see what happens to the wicked. The Bible says you will go looking for the wicked and you won't find them. The neighbors will say, they don't live here anymore. So Jesus is listening. The Lord is watching. Oh, shata tala katala basia la bakasianda la bakashianda la kataya la bara. Ila broko solo lobo sila bra saka. Libroshina mashala la bakashata ta. Roshi la bo shaya la bashaya kataya la basunde la bakasaya. Hey, shande ke, shande, shande kashiana mashala la bakasaya. Ribo siko. Yay, let the real men and women of God arise. Mashata la bakasaya. Yes, God wants to save. God wants to deliver. God wants to set free. But when a man's heart is hardened and a man who sets his face like a flint, destined to work the works of wickedness, God will meet with him. Because God is a just God. That's why if you got family members that's doing some wicked stuff, pray for them. Pray that God will have mercy. Pray that God will have mercy. Pray that the mercy of God will stand up for them. Jesus. Rube ba, rube ka ba, sono kosaya. Ela brika sute ba kasada da ba siela bo shaya. E kandelebe siendo roko sata da ba. Listen, God don't destroy wickedness. It's wickedness that destroys people. Do you understand what I just said? It's your wickedness that catches up. When God made the world, you could be seated. When God made the earth, he put laws in place. There's laws in place. And the Bible says, as long as the earth remains, what there will be? Sowing and reaping. As long as the earth remains. So as long as we can walk on this earth, sowing and reaping will continue. Yes. Sowing and reaping. And that doesn't only have to do with money in church. No. What that have to do with? If you sow wickedness, you're going to reap wickedness. Yes. Look at me. If you're a Christian and you make up your mind to be a gossiper, you know you're not going to get no good from anyone.
No.
Nobody's going to like you. If you're a child of God and you are not a peacemaker, you think anybody's going to be peaceful with you? No. So there are laws in place. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also what? If you sow mangoes, what are you going to reap?
Mangoes.
I said, what you going to reap?
Mangoes.
Hello?
Mangoes.
If you sow mangoes, what are you going to reap?
Mangoes.
Right, if you sow grape seed, what you going to reap?
Grape.
If you put an apple seed, what you going to reap?
Apple.
So how can you be wicked and get good? How can you be wicked and expect good? Tell somebody, sow the right seeds. And you'll get a harvest of goodness, of mercy, of favor, of blessing. My God, hallelujah! So, the man was with Jesus and Jesus heard what the messenger said. So, verse 36 says, and as soon, how? How did Jesus respond? You think Jesus takes a long time to respond? The Bible says, as soon as Jesus heard the word, that was what? Spoken. He said to the ruler of the synagogue, don't be afraid. Stay right there. Only believe. You see what happens? Whenever people bring bad news, the Holy Spirit don't speak to the carrier of the bad news. He speaks to you. Everybody is bringing bad news, but God says, no, be of good cheer.
Yes.
He says, stand firm and see the salvation of God. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to make a way where there was no way. I'm going to cause rivers in the desert. I'm going to put streams in the dry lands for you. But everybody is saying destruction, chaos, and it will never work for you. But God says, rest assured, I am your God. Your fathers have trusted me, and I have delivered them. And they that put their trust in the Lord shall never be put to shame. So this is Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue. How strange. Because the people in the synagogue didn't like Jesus. They're always looking for a way to capture him. They're always looking for a way to arrest him. They're always looking for a way to shut him up. They're looking for a way to kill him and get rid of him. Oh my God, one day he showed up in the temple in the book of Luke. You can read. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to what? Liberate the captive and to heal and do all of that awesome things. The Bible said they led him. They pushed, they led him out of the city, and they wanted to push him over a cliff. They took him to the edge of the cliff, want him to push him over. Their goal was to get rid of him. The people of the synagogue did not like Jesus. But here came a ruler of the synagogue. You know, let me tell you how this makes sense. The people that hate church, let them get in trouble, they come to church. I said the people who don't like Jesus, the moment their backs are against the wall, they find themselves. Put up your hand if you're one of those. It's liberating when you do it. Well, one thing around here, we're real. Who used to hate church? Put your hand up. Thank you so much. I got one lady in the back. Thank you. I got two over here. That's what I'm talking. This is reality. This is not story. The things in the Bible were written for us to have better understanding of how life works. It said the things aforehand were written for your knowing. So nothing is new under the sun. Tell somebody, nothing is new. Come on, say nothing. Touch your neighbor. Touch somebody. You never came to church as your first day. You could touch her. Touch her. Yeah. Listen, guess what? She's new and you're new. Give the Lord a hand for them. Give the Lord a hand for my brother up here. Blessing, sir. Amen. Yeah. But there's nothing new under the sun. You think what you're going through is special? You ain't that special. You find an old person that's above their 80 and sit with them. And they'll tell you stories. Find old people and talk to them. They'll tell, oh yeah, I went through that and God made a way for me. And if he made a way for me, he will surely make a way for you. If you turn it around for me, he will turn it around for you. There shall be glory after this. I said there shall be glory after this. So now this is a ruler of the synagogue, Jairus. We all heard about Jairus, right? Jairus came and he said, Jesus, my daughter is near death. Would you come? Would you come and lay your hands on her? He knew that if Jesus showed up, even though they did not like Jesus, but they knew where the power was. Yes. I said they didn't like him, but they know where the power is. Listen, you don't have to like Jesus. You just got to know who he is. Amen. Don't expect the world to like Jesus. Even the witch doctor knows who Jesus is. Even the witch knows who Jesus is. Because they know there's certain realms they can't work in. There's sometimes they try to do things and the things don't work. And they said, somebody is praying. Somebody is here praying. Somebody is here praying. Somebody. You remember Balaam? Balaam went to curse the Egyptians. And instead of cursing, he blessed them. Every time he opened his mouth, he couldn't curse them. He blessed them because what? Who deals in the affairs of man? God deals in the affairs of man. God shows the wicked and let the wicked know that there are limitations. There are limitations to their power. There is only one name that has all power, and it is the name of Jesus. There is one name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. And that name is who? Jesus. So Jairus said, come lay hands on my daughter, because I know if you lay hand, things will change. That's why some people say, pastor, I want you to pray for my family, because you know why? They encounter, so they will use the pastor as a point of contact. It's not that they're making the pastor God. The pastor becomes what? A point of contact. Or let's say Pastor Dolly prayed for you and you get your breakthrough. You better believe when you need prayer again, you're not going to come to me. You're going to call Pastor Dolly. Can you pray for my family? Point of what? Contact. So he said, come. My daughter is going to die. Would you come lay your hands on her? Anytime you're getting ready to get your breakthrough, expect the devil to show up. Anytime you're about to get a breakthrough, expect bad news. The moment the man was about to access power and breakthrough, who showed up? The bad news bear showed up. The servant came, 35. And the servant says, leave Jesus alone. Don't bother Jesus anymore. But something happened. It says, right then, the Lord himself heard. The Lord himself, he heard. Anytime you're about to break to a new level, somebody's going to come and say, why are you praying so much? Why are you worshiping so hard? Maybe a friend you came to church with, when you're on the way home, they're like, why are you dancing like that? It look a little crazy. You should tone it down. You know, you shouldn't behave that bad in church. You know, it doesn't look, it's not proper, you know. It's not proper. And people are going to lose respect for you. I want to tell you, in the kingdom, the more crazy you are for God, it's the faster he moves you up. There was a man by the name of David. And my God, when he was coming back with the ark of God, with the presence of God. You know, we don't dance in church for emotion. No, you see me up there doing all the steps and everything. I'm up there warring for you. I'm up there getting you to position yourself. To understand what God has said about you, that in the front you're going to be favored, in the back you're going to be favored, on the left you're going to be favored, on the right you're going to be favored. It's not a dance alone. It is a prophetic statement of what is about to happen. And if you would receive it, you would see it bear fruit in your life. So when you're in the presence of God, different things happen. Yes. Unique things happen. Yes. When this man showed up in church and he was coming in with the cane, we drop him on the floor. You're like, why are we dropping this man on the floor? Even myself was saying, what am I doing with this man? But sometimes you got to be obedient. The Bible said they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God or the children of God. If you want to be a child of God, you got to open your spiritual ears and say, Holy Ghost, talk to me. Holy Ghost, lead me. I'm going to your house today. I want to hear what thus says the Lord. I want to have an encounter with you. I don't want to be dry in and dry out. I don't want to be late in and late out. I don't want to be late for the word. I want to take all that you're dishing today. If you're dish and I'm eating because you promise, give me this day my daily bread. I want today's bread. I want the bread that you are releasing today. I'm not going to complain about the bread, but I'm going to eat the bread. I'm not going to be murmuring about the bread, but I'm going to chew the bread. I'm not going to fuss and I'm not going to bicker. I'm going to say I received the bread because Jesus is the bread of life. So David was coming back with the presence of God. In those days, man had privilege to carry God's glory on their shoulders. They carried the ark. And David was king. What was he?
King.
You know, if a king comes in here, they're very proper. Right? Very, very proper, you know? Anybody ever seen the coronation when Prince Charles became? You know, you see those clips, right? When the queen shows up, everything is intact. But my God, David was king. But also, the king was a worshiper. The king was a worshiper. The king was a praiser. The king was a musician and the king was a dancer. And the king says, oh God, you don't know what the presence means to me. You don't know what the presence means to me. You don't know how good I feel when I'm in the presence of God. If you don't understand it, just stay quiet and watch. Stay quiet and don't complain. Stay quiet and leave me alone, because he has done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. If, oh my God, if I had 10,000 tongues, I could not praise him enough. If you know anything about my story, I was supposed to be the least. I was supposed to be at the back. I was supposed to be a loser. But Jesus showed up and he set me free and he gave me a new name. So let me praise God. Let me be grateful. Let me celebrate. Because when I was in prison, you weren't here with me. When I was broken, you weren't here with me. When I was hungry, you weren't here with me. So now that I'm liberated, leave me alone. Tell somebody, only believe. Tell somebody, only believe. Only believe. Tell him, only believe. If you will have faith like the mustard seed. He said you're going to speak to mountains. He didn't say you're going to speak to molehills. You're going to speak to mountains. Big things. Tell somebody, mountain is big things. And I'm talking to mountains. Mountains, you're going to move. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So David was coming back home with the presence of God. And my God, he was so happy that he took off his royal clothes. You see, last night I put on my suit and it was a little tight. I said, I can't go to church with that. Because I saw a wedding this week on Facebook and the bride was dancing and the back ripped. I said, that can't be me in church. So I said, no, I can't wear that pants. When I lose 5 more pounds, I'm going to wear that pants. But right now I can't, because what? It's going to hold me back. When I come into the house of God, I can't stretch. I can't do. I can't praise. I can't dance. I can't celebrate. I can't worship. I need some flexibility. I need to be able to lift my hand, lift my feet, move to the left, move to the right. He has done so much for me. I don't know about you, but God has been good. The devil taught you that I kept my wife home, but she's in church. I got reason to praise God. When I should be getting ready, I'm rubbing shoulder. I'm all shakadaba kasata, mashatadaba, yaladaba kaya. I got too much reason to praise God. I got too much reason to praise. Oh. Reason to praise God. Who goes through it knows it. So when you go through and you come out, you praise him. And even when you're going through, you know that you're already delivered. You know that you're already free. I don't got no trouble. All I need is faith in God. Shambach used to say, you don't got no trouble. All you need is faith in God. So David was going home and David was praising God. David was breaking it down. David took off his royal clothes. So picture, this was my royal clothes. Nice and neat. I can't do too much in this. David took it off And he says, armor bearer, hold this. He said, the God that caused me when the lion came up against me, I was in the back taking care of sheep. And the lion thought he would have eaten my sheep. The lion didn't come for me. The lion came for my sheep. I said, lion, you're not taking my sheep. He said, the God that caused me to tear my sheep out of the lion's mouth is the God that caused me to kill Goliath. The God that caused me to beat the bear and tear him apart with my bare hand is the one that has smitten all my enemies. And he said, not only that, he said to Michael, his wife, he said, this is the reason God took the kingdom from your husband, your daddy, and give it to me. I tell you, listen, you gotta watch and see what God has done and be grateful. Be grateful. Look back on the goodness of God. And I want to tell you another secret. Look forward in the goodness of God. Look ahead to the victories of God. Look forward, because the Bible said we go from faith to faith. We go from glory to glory. We go from victory to victory. Victory is my name. So David says, Michael, leave me alone. And because she refused to leave him alone, the Bible says she was barren. She never had any children. Why? Because she despised the praise of a child of God. What, some of you despising people's praise? Be careful. Sometimes you got to say, maybe that's why your breakthrough is not coming. Because you can't break through if you're going to despise. I say you can't break through if you're going to despise. I say you can't break through if you're going to despise. Because whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. If you despise, you're going to reap despise. But if you celebrate, you're going to get your day of celebration. The Bible says rejoice with those who rejoice. I say rejoice with those who rejoice. When somebody gets something good, whoa, God bless you. More. Bless them more. Celebrate with them. Somebody look nice, don't go, huh? Say, wow, you look great. Somebody got a nice hairdo, God bless you. I love your hair. Don't despise them. Amen. I like your hair. Because guess what? You're going to reap nice hair. Free extensions. Get some wigs flying your way. Wiggy, 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 wiggy. Not the cheap ones. I said, not the cheap ones. No. He said, wealth and riches and cedar from Lebanon will be your portion. When failure comes and failure talks, you say, shut up, failure. Victory is my name. Say, shut up, failure. I'm not going to fail. I know my God, and I am strong, and I'm going to do great things. So let's go. So bad news shows up, and he says, your child is dead. But Jesus looked at him and says, only believe. He says what? Only believe. How much things are possible? All things. The song says, only believe. All things are. Put up back 36. He says, only believe. He said, Jairus, you hold it right there. He said, don't you be afraid. Don't be afraid of the tongue of those that come to bring bad news. When you get bad news, say, wait. I'm waiting on the Lord. My salvation is going to show up. The turnaround is going to happen. I said the turnaround is going to happen. So the Bible says Jesus is... This was Jesus on the way to Jairus' house. Jairus came. Jairus said, Jesus, come lay your hands. What did Jesus do? Start journeying with him. He started journeying with him. The Bible said, when you call, he will hear and he will what? And I said, he will hear and he will... He will hear and he will what? He will hear and he will. We just said times and seasons are in his hand. Leave it up to God. He has the perfect time. He have the perfect way. He got the perfect answer. Yes. But now Jesus is on his way to Jairus' house. But on his way to his house, another believer showed up. On his way to his house, the Bible says, you know, what I love about Jesus, wherever Jesus went, there was crowds following him. Jesus was like the celebrity of the day. And the Bible said that they thronged him. Meaning, come sister, Michelle, come. Hallelujah. Stand here. Stand right here. You stand right here. Come. You guys squeeze me now. Right. This is how Jesus had to move. In the crowd. They were thronging, meaning they were pressing. Thank you. They were pressing against him. You know why they were pressing against him? Because in him was life. In him was what? Life. Anything that touched Jesus, it changed. I said, anybody that taught Jesus, they were never the same. And my God, there was a woman that had an issue of blood. The Bible says she was sick for 12 years. How many years? 12 years. 12 long years. Some of us sick for 12 days and we want to die. But 12 long years she was sick. And the Bible says she was sick. And not only sick, because of the sickness she became broke. It's one thing to be sick, but it's worse to be sick and broke. It's okay to be sick and have money because you have some hope. Yes. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Yeah, you have some hope that you can go to the doctor and you can pay your way and you can get a breakthrough through medical help. But the Bible says she suffered many things from physicians. Meaning she went to them and they probably said, if you do this and do it, you're going to get well. Pay this amount of money. But the Bible says she only grew up worse and worse. So now she shows up to Jesus, not in the condition she was 12 years ago. She was worse than when it first started. It was worse. But I want to tell you, she's found the right man. I said she found the right man. And the Bible says she was in the crowd. And she had this thought. She said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment. What is that? That's a point of contact yet again. She said, if you know there's some preachers that give out prayer rags and people get healed. Because they have the grace for it. So if they release a prayer rag and somebody believes, they get healed. Point of contact. So she said, if I could only but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Now she didn't even touch the hem of the garment and she already got healed. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Without faith it is impossible to please God. Without faith what? It is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he what? He is. Meaning he is God. He is God. So she was not thinking, if I could touch the hem of Peter, if I could touch the hem of John. She was not saying, if I could only touch Mr. Jairus, I'm going to be healed. No, she said, if I could only touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And look what Jesus said. The Bible says, let's go to verse 27. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. What she did? She touched him. Listen, when you hear the deliverers in the room, don't wait. Touch him. Hello? Whenever a word is released, you know, sometimes people say Jesus is here or the Holy Ghost is in this room. Don't just stand and say, okay. No, reach out. Stretch your faith, stretch yourself, get uncomfortable, do a different kind of praise, amp it up a little and draw. Amen. Amp it up and draw, because your amping shows faith. Emotions were given to you for a reason, for you to express them. Can I tell you, emotions are not a bad thing? Emotions are not bad. How you think people know when you're down? They see how you look. How you think they know when you're happy? They see how you look. Same thing. So don't diss emotions. Emotions were given to you by God. Just don't be emotional. Over emotional. Because some of you don't got no emotions. You're cold. Murderers. when people go near it, they say, oh wow, this one look like he's gonna pick my pocket. Let me don't sit next to her in church. I'm gonna definitely have to sow a seed, and it's not in the offering. You'll get it later. Say amen.
Amen.
And when she heard, right, what she said, if I would touch him, I'll be made whole. For she said, if I could only touch his clothes, I shall be what? Made well. Verse 29 says, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. After how many years?
12.
How many years?
12.
Was she in a good condition?
No.
The Bible says she grew worse and worse. Worse and worse. But immediately the fountain of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus immediately knowing in himself that what? Power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Who touched my what?
Clothes.
You see, Jesus knew that his garments were precious. He knew that his garments were charged with power. Imagine that. A piece of cloth charged with the anointing. Jesus didn't say, who touched me? Look what he said. Who touched my clothes? That's why when he died on the cross, what they did? They gambled
for the clothes,
because they know that they can become a miracle worker. Whoever got that piece of clothes, they went on, you got healed. You got healed. You got healed. Maybe by then there was no power in the clothes, but they saw what the clothes did. Because there's another scripture said, and whoever touched the hem of his garment were made whole. Because they heard about this woman touching. So what did they do? Touch. When somebody share a testimony and the thing work for you, try the thing, man.
Yes.
Hello? If somebody said Macy's have a 50% coupon, here's a code, go try. Better believe when you go to Macy's, you're not going to forget to give the code. Aren't you going to try it?
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes it doesn't work because it was a one-time code. But what did you do? You try. But sometimes it works.
Yeah.
Hello? Am I talking to people?
Yeah.
Am I talking to shopaholics? No. Oh, glory. So she said, oh, God. Verse 30. Jesus said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you. And you said, who touched me? Jesus didn't say, who touched me? He said, who touched my clothes? Right? But look, let's skip down. And it says 34. And the woman came out trembling. And she said, yes, Lord, I'm the one that touched you. But look what the Lord says. Daughter. He said what? Daughter. Your faith has made you well. He that comes to him must come in what? Faith. In the kingdom of God, you can't get nothing without faith. The Bible says we get saved by faith. For by grace you've been saved through faith. Faith is a channel. What is faith? Faith is a channel of salvation. Say faith.
Faith
is a channel of salvation. Say faith. Is the channel for salvation. Without faith, it's also impossible. If you want to please God, live by faith. If you want to please God, live by faith. Without faith, it is what? It is what? What does impossible mean? It can't happen. So if you want to please God and you're limiting God, it doesn't make God happy. I'll say that again. To please someone is to make them happy. Are you tracking?
Amen.
When you please someone, that person finds delight in you. If we're going to walk by feelings and walk by what we hear, what did Jesus say to Jairus? You heard bad news, but don't be afraid. Because what that person was trying to do was to throw ice water on his feet. That person was throwing ice water and seeking to out the little fear that Jairus had. Jairus was taking a risk to go to Jesus, because if the rulers of the synagogue saw him, he wasn't going to be no ruler anymore. But who knows, when it hits home, you go the extra mile. I said, when it hits home, it doesn't matter. When it's your own child, you will do whatever it takes to get them well. It doesn't matter what man says. Your own is your own. Why you think Jesus said he would leave the 99 and go for the one? Because he said, my sheep. He didn't say the sheep. He said, my sheep. My sheep. My sheep. God comes looking for you. God comes looking for you no matter where you are. God, because you are the sheep of his pastures. I'm a sheep. So Jesus says, he says to Jairus, he said, Jairus, do not be afraid. What? Only believe. What he said? Do not be afraid. Only believe. I don't know what you're believing God for today. The word of God says, don't be afraid. Only believe. Do not be afraid. Only believe. You might have a sickness. Don't be afraid. Only believe. You might have a heartache. Don't be afraid. Only believe. The healer is here. The one that is able to turn dead situation into life. Look, the man said, hey, leave him alone. Your child is dead. Verse 37. And he permitted no one to follow him except who? Peter, James, and John. You know why he only took them? Those were the men that saw him in his supernatural state. Yes. They were the ones that went up on the Mount of Transfiguration. So what they were walking into was a dead situation that only supernatural mindset would work. That's why the Bible says we must have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is not a natural mindset. The mind of Christ is a ridiculously outlandish mindset where all things are possible and there are no limitations, because God can do all things. So he put everybody, he said there were people thronging him. His disciples were with him. You know, sometimes when we tell certain people in the church, you don't come, you don't come, it's for a reason. You're not at the level to come on this mission. So whenever you're told not to come, don't feel bad. Use it as an opportunity. Okay, I'm going to go back and pray some more and I'm going to grow. I say it again. See that? I get three clap. You don't have to clap. I said, whenever you're told not to come on a mission, it's for a specific reason. Jesus knew who he was taking. He knew who was fit, who was ready for the moment. The moment needed people that will rise to the occasion. That will rise. Yeah, this moment called for some Navy SEAL. You couldn't carry regular battalion men. You needed some special forces. Special forces, men that had caliber in the spirit, men that demons know their name. When the sons of Sceva showed up, they said, we know Paul, we know Jesus, but who are you? You know, you could pray for a demon all weekend and not moving, but then somebody who's anointed showed up, a little old lady shows up and said, in the name of Jesus, loose. And the demon goes, person trapped on the floor. Deliverance take place. 1, 2, 3. Because what? They have caliber in the spirit. Not in the natural, but in the spirit. And if you want caliber in the spirit, it will take prayer and fasting. I said it will take prayer and fasting. And I think about my life and I said, my God, to be a pastor takes so much out of you. So much out of you. So much time away. Somebody asked me a question about 3 weeks ago, Pastor, how did you do it? I tell him, I robbed my family to do it. I robbed my family to do it. Because I'm married, I have children. They expect to have me all the time or for a lot of time. They can't have me certain times. They can't have me. And they just know that right now we can't have daddy. Because what? There's a mission. There's a mission that needs to be fulfilled. And there's a purpose for daddy's life. So all of you, be careful. Don't marry preachers. I said, don't marry preachers. But you know what's funny with Cher? She signed up for this thing a long time ago. Before I married her, I told her, I'm going to be a preacher of the gospel. And all she could understand, she said, yeah, I'll be in the front seat watching you and over with our kids. But she didn't understand God was going to light her up to and use her mightily. Yeah? She don't remember, but she told me that. I don't have short-term memory. But yeah, no, I'm telling you. Marrying preachers are not the best thing. Everybody like preachers because you get to look a certain way. A lot of women are attracted to preachers because a certain standard and treatment come with it. But it's a lot of sleepless night. It's a lot of talking on phone. It's a lot of headache. It's a lot of troubles. There's a lot of attacks. You didn't hear them wanting to throw nobody over the cliff. They were throwing Jesus over the cliff. They weren't trying to arrest nobody. They were trying to arrest Jesus because he was working the works of God. But thank God for the blood. I said, thank God for the covering. Thank God that the shield of faith stands up and quenches the fiery darts of the enemy. Thank God for the sword in our mouth that we could open our mouth and penetrate darkness. So Jesus said, don't be afraid. Don't worry. Come, Peter, James, and John. We're going on a mission. He said that the bad news bear came, but he said, don't be afraid. Only believe. And he went to Jairus' house and he put everybody else. Now, when you get there, sometimes you go to family house. It's hard to put people out of their own house. Oh, this is our family. Who, why you? You know, some people say, why you let the preacher come to your house and can do all of these things? Why the pastor got to behave like that when he comes? He's on a mission. So if we tell you, get out the house, we got to pray now. We can't have unbelievers around us because this call for some people of faith. Yes. Hello, Jesus did it.
Yes.
Look, let's read it together. Come, let's do it together so we'll get the correct thing. 40. And they ready. Oh God, they said they ridiculed. Oh Jesus, they ridiculed him. What they did?
They ridiculed
him. So if you're going to be a child of God and you're going to walk with Jesus, expect some ridiculing.
Yes.
And if nobody don't talk bad about you yet, get saved.
Yes.
Get dedicated. And when they start talking bad about you, that's good news. I said, if they did it to Jesus, let them do it to me.
Yes.
Hello? We got to walk with the Lord.
Yes.
He said, but when he had put them, how much?
Oh.
No man, how much?
Oh.
How much people?
Oh.
He put all of them, how much?
Oh.
Oh my God, he put them all out. Listen, sometimes you got to tell some people, you don't have no faith, excuse me. Because
yes.
I believe and I'm not afraid.
Amen.
Hello? I believe and I'm not afraid. So don't hold me back. Tell somebody, don't hold me back. I'm going forward into my victory. I'm going forward into my miracle. I'm going forward and God is going to work it out. It doesn't matter what the enemy says. God is here. Jesus is here. And he's going to work it out. He took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him. That's the three boys. And he entered where the child was laying. Then he looked. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talita Kumi, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. What happened? Just like the woman with the issue of blood, the moment she touched the hem of his garment, the Bible says immediately, dried up. Next one, immediately, what happened to the girl? She arose. She what? Arose. She arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age. Now here, watch, look at the parallel. One woman was sick for 12 years, and here is a girl that the enemy is trying to wipe out at 12 years old. It doesn't matter if it is sickness or it is death. Jesus is able to turn it around. What's his name? The name above every other name. His name is above death. His name is above sickness. His name is above financial crisis. I said his name is above financial crisis. Let me talk about money, because some of a lot of us suffer financially. I want to tell you, begin honoring God with what he asks you for. Amen. Obey God. The Bible says, if you be willing and obedient, what you're going to eat? The good. What you're going to eat? What you're going to eat? You're going to eat the good of the land. You know, sometimes with our finances, we're afraid to release. I want to tell you, don't be afraid. Only believe. Hello? Do not be afraid. Only believe. Because where are you sowing it? Into the kingdom of... You're like, Pastor, how does this come to money? Because sometimes in this area we struggle. And the enemy defeats us in this area. He may not defeat you in your dance. He may not defeat you in your praise. But he defeats you in your finances. Listen, you obey the word of God and you hold God to his word. You say, God, you said for me to do this. And I am doing it. And I am expecting my breakthrough. The word of God does not lie. Amen. I said the word of God doesn't lie. I am a testimony that God don't lie. I said, I'm a living, breathing testimony that God does not lie. If you want to hear some stories, come and I'll tell you. I can't tell everything today. But you come and I'll tell you what God has done in our lives. And he will do it for you. Amen? He will do it for you. So what are we going to do? Believe. What made the woman whole? Her faith. Her what?
Faith.
Her faith. So I want to tell you today, don't walk by sight. Walk by faith. Don't walk by sight. Walk by faith. Don't walk by sight. Walk by faith. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The Bible says, I will fear no evil. Why? Thou art with me. You know who's with you? The presence of God. The presence of God. He said, I'll go before you and I will fight your enemies for you.
Amen.
I'll destroy. The enemy showed up. The naysayer showed up. But Jairus didn't talk to him, nor did Jesus talk to him. Sometimes we spend so much time talking to our enemies. We spend so much time fighting people. We spend so much time fighting the devil when the devil is defeated. Jesus didn't tell him to go fight the devil. He called him and he gave them authority over demons, over the works of the devil. And what did they go? They went out and they took authority. And what happened? People were delivered. People were set free. People came into the victory because they understand who they were. So don't waste time fighting the devil. Move. You just keep moving and let the devil keep trying to chase. But every time he steps in the way, you just step on him and move ahead. Step on him and move ahead. He said he put the sword in your mouth. Just speak to it. Speak to it. Things are not changing. Speak to it.
Yes.
Open your mouth. Talk. Open your mouth and speak to it. So what? It says, do not be afraid. What? Only believe. And what happened? The breakthrough came. His daughter lived. Again, let's all stand today. Hallelujah. Karabashata rabakasanda ramakosototo. Rukosika atabasaya. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this word. Just lift your hands. Thank you for this word. I pray today that Spirit of God, you register in your spirits. This is a week of breakthrough. It's a week of turnaround. It's a week of, oh God, things coming alive. We're not going to focus on the devil, but we're going to stamp upon the works of the enemy. We're going to trample upon the powers of darkness. We're going to rejoice in our victory. Say, I will rejoice. I will rejoice in my victory. I will rejoice in my victory. I will smile. I will dance. I will praise my God. Because victory is my name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged your hearts. We also want to say a special thank you to our faithful givers and partners. It's because of your generosity that the vision moves forward. If you would like to partner with us, please visit faithchurch.life/give. On Sundays, we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. So join us there. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss another sermon again. I'm Emily. Let's break it forward.